Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 22nd June 2021. Top stories for today. 11 individuals believed to be members of Gang 35 were arrested in Kedah yesterday after a video of 15 people gathering at a house for a Father's Day celebration went viral. Kedah Police Chief Kamarul Zaman Mahmud said the incident took place at one of the suspects' houses where he was celebrating Father's Day as well. Police believe the individuals aged between 25 and 61 are related to Gang 35. Malaysia registered another 4,783 new COVID-19 cases within the last 24 hours, marking a slight increase from yesterday's tally. This brings the overall total to more than 705,000 cases in the country. According to statistics released by the Health Ministry, Selangor logged the highest number of new infections with 1,566 cases reported. Bukit Aman Criminal Investigation Department Director Dato' Sri Abdul Jalil Hassan said statements from 11 individuals have been recorded to facilitate investigation into a report that was uploaded on a website involving a minister who was allegedly detained at a roadblock last month. He said investigations were ongoing to identify the individuals responsible for uploading the post and to record statements of other individuals related to the case. On the international front, Myanmar army backed by armoured vehicles today clashed with a newly formed militia group in Mandalay. A group claiming to be Mandalay's New People's Defence Force said its members responded after the security forces raided one of its bases. Meanwhile, in the Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte proposes jail time to those who refuse COVID-19 vaccines as measures to boost inoculations in a nation where the majority are doubting or hesitant of vaccines. The Philippines is ramping up to prevent the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. And over in India, a record 8.3 million vaccine doses were given out as of yesterday under a federal campaign to inoculate all adults for free after weeks of criticism that a chaotic rollout had worsened a second wave. The country's COVID-19 crisis has exposed a wide digital divide, prompting many grassroots groups to focus on connecting poorer women without internet access to healthcare and financial support. The deadly virus has killed nearly 390,000 people in India and infected almost 30 million, according to official data. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.